In this bulletin, Federal Minister Kelly O'Dwyer announces her retirement from federal politics. The US to hold a second summit with North Korea. And the latest from the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Joy Joshi. Cabinet Minister Kelly O'Dwyer has announced she will not contest the next federal election. Ms. O'Dwyer has held the Victorian seat of Higgins since 2009, replacing former Treasurer Peter Costello. She became the first cabinet minister to give birth while in office when she had her son Edward in April 2017. Ms. O'Dwyer says she's stepping away from politics to spend more time with her two children and would like to have a third child.
I need to be honest about the fact that I can't commit to another 3 years and continue to deliver the quality of service that my country, my party, and my community are entitled to expect. There have been too many by-elections of late, and I have no intention of causing a by-election in the next parliament. The reasons are complex, and most compellingly, the decisive reasons are very personal.
The Industrial Relations Minister is one of only 12 women out of 60 Liberal MPs in federal parliament. Her resignation has raised concerns towards the Liberal Party's so-called women problem. A young Greensboro man has been charged over the murder of an international student in Melbourne. Victoria Police has charged a 20-year-old man who was arrested in Greensboro over the death of 21-year-old Arab-Israeli exchange student Aya Massawe. Hundreds of people had attended a vigil for Miss Massawe on Friday evening at Melbourne's Parliament House. The White House says US President Donald Trump will meet with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at the end of February. A location for the meeting is yet to be announced. It comes after Mr. Trump met with North Korean envoy Kim Yong-chol to discuss denuclearization and the second summit. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says positive steps are being made.
We've continued to make progress. We're continuing to have conversations. The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization. We've had very good steps in good faith from the North Koreans in releasing the hostages and other moves. And so we're going to continue those conversations. And the president looks forward to his next meeting.
U.S. President Donald Trump is set to make a major announcement on the government shutdown and the southern border tomorrow. Mr. Trump is insisting on funding for a wall along the Mexican border, but the Democrats in Congress are refusing to meet his demand. The U.S. government has entered the fifth week of shutdown, with hundreds of thousands of federal workers not being paid on time. Two New South Wales police officers have been shot attending a suspected domestic incident at a house in the state's Northern Tablelands. A female senior constable was shot in the neck and her male sergeant colleague in the face after police were called to the Glen Innes property last night. Both were airlifted to Gold Coast Hospital. Matildas head coach Alan Stachich has been terminated from his role just 5 months before the start of the Women's World Cup. Football Federation of Australia says the decision follows an internal review into the team's culture. Reportedly, disharmony between some players and coaching staff had prompted the internal review. The Football Federation of Australia Chief Executive David Gillop says workplace issues have led to Stachich's removal as head coach.
We no longer feel confident that Alan is the right person to lead the team and the staff. We'll move quickly as possible to appoint a coach for the Cup of Nations and the preparation for the World Cup and indeed the World Cup itself in June and July.
And in the Australian Open, Japan's Naomi Osaka has progressed to the final 16 despite having struggled in the early sets against Taiwan's Shi Su Wei. The reigning US champion trailed a set and 4-1 before coming back strong and defeating Su Wei 5-7, 6-4, 6-1 in the third round. Meanwhile, Australian legend Ashleigh Barty is looking all set to face Maria Sharapova in her Australian Open clash tomorrow. A win over five times major winner Sharapova could lead to Barty achieving a career-high ranking with a great chance of entering the world's top 10. And now look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny at 39. In Adelaide, mostly sunny at 30. Melbourne becoming sunny at 22. Hobart, partly cloudy at 23. Canberra, mostly cloudy at 33. Wollongong, cloudy at 23. Sydney, similar conditions but at 27 degrees. In Newcastle, windy, becoming cloudy at 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny at 33. Cairns, possible storm and showers at 31. Darwin, showers and a possible storm at 32 degrees. George Joshi, SBS News.